Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are just as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They're milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And welcome back to the At Betches podcast. I'm Jordana.
I'm Aileen.
And I'm Sammy.
Jordana, you sounded very exhausted.
I've been in this room. It is quite toasty in here, and I've been in here since one. So
and it's already 4:30. Basically five.
Basically.
But that's when we get clowny.
Yeah. Five is the clowny hour.
In the steam room.
Is when we get clowny. It's we're having a schwitz, and it's also witching hour. So that's for us. Yes. When we get clowny.
Oh, and right. Sammy's dog is also here.
Yeah.
Oh.
The dog is here. She's loving it. You would never have even noticed if you were just listening.
She's very quiet.
She doesn't say anything.
It almost is alarming.
Really?
She's a little puppy.
I don't know. Is that like okay?
Yeah, she's breathing. You know,
I don't know. Like if your baby never cried, it would be weird.
No, I'd be great.
I don't know. No.
If my baby never cried, I'd be really happy. This is ideal. You're looking at an A1 prime puppy right now. It doesn't bark.
Would you be concerned though if your baby never cried? Probably.
Well, yeah.
Well,
very concerned.
Ever?
Yeah, concerned.
I guess if they cried a little bit, but not a lot.
Sure. Because the last time we were here, the dog was on the screen with you in the same exact position. And now it's like you've left the screen like the ring. Like the Samara in the ring.
We crawled right out.
And you're here.
And here we
it's
are.
Really adding to your Queen Anne vibes.
Yeah. You know, it is a King Charles Cavalier Spaniel.
It is a very royal look for you.
Speaking of the royal.
Oh, I'm so excited to talk about this. I've been waiting.
So a headline today in our outline is, what the fuck is going on with Kate Middleton? And why is Prince William skipping appearances? Sammy, do you want to give us this?
Oh my,
The English breakfast tea?
Yes, give up. They're Earl Grey.
No, that's great.
Basically this all started like right around Christmas when, if you remember, Kate and Prince Charles both went into the hospital at the same time for Charles for a prostate cancer procedure, and Kate went in for a, quote, scheduled abdominal surgery.
And they released a statement about it.
But they were very, like, vague, and basically, she has not been seen since.
She wouldn't be seen until after Easter.
Right, until after Easter. So that suggests people obviously kind of went down, like, a little bit of a rabbit hole. Like, what is her issue? Where's Kate? Mm-hmm. Why? And because usually, like, even for example, like with prostate cancer, like they say something specific, and they also like will give an update that's like positive, meant to like put a balm over everything. Like,
I thought didn't have actual prostate cancer. It was like he had cancer.
Oh, cancer,
like
a pre-cancer near his prostate.
Either
way,
they were
clear about what it was, and they gave an update like he's recovering well or something. They have not given any sort of update about her. She hasn't
They said that she's out and recovering.
That's true. They said she's out and recovering at not Windsor Castle or at somewhere near Windsor Castle, one of their cottages at Windsor Castle. Yeah, but the thing is that it's just a little bit. Okay, there's a few just. If you pay attention to how the royals speak and release communications.
What
are the rumors?
Like, I'll tell you the rumors in a second. But one of the things that I thought was very weird was that like William made a statement on something that only had like his initial on it, which I've never seen once. Sus. Very weird. The rumors. People are conspiracy theorying. They're like, he murdered her.
Could that be because he is...
If you murdered somebody, it would be weird to only put out your own statement.
Right.
Could it be that
she's just removing herself from public appearances so that he is the only one making the statements?
Yeah. Well, it's just a little bit... Yes, it could be that, except that's very odd and like never how things kind of have worked. Even like... It's just odd. Like, even though she's not there, the statements would still kind of come from together. Like the Wales family. Like it wouldn't be just.
It's not the Welsh family.
Like the whale. I guess they're, if you're Welsh, if you're from Wales, you're Welsh, but you know, the Prince and Princess of Wales. But right. So there are now all these like rumors, conspiracies. Like I'll tell you the ones I don't believe are like that he killed her. And like, she's like, you know, there's no proof of life is what they, it's just very weird because usually they're big on like the proof of life photos. Like, you know how she gives birth and she comes out like a blowout a minute later. Like it's very odd that she in this situation would not have any sort of like reassurance around it or clarity around what's wrong. So the latest, and then there was a Spanish reporter and apparently their nanny is from Spain. There was a Spanish reporter who won't back down from this report that said she was in a comatose state. Now that doesn't have to mean she's like in a coma. It can mean she was like induced into a coma for a surgery or for like a condition.
Like put under anesthesia? Isn't that what everyone
says? She had a surgery where she was like, maybe this is all speculation. These are all just options. She had a surgery where she was put under anesthesia, but then because of the recovery, depending on how severe it is, they would sometimes keep people in an induced coma for a surgery recovery, like for their own sake. So it's like, it could be that she's in a, I think like when people read that, they were like, oh, she like is unconscious, like by accident. But it could be that it's that like she's in a recovery from a surgery. Now I will tell you the speculation I believe the most. Okay. I heard this from someone I know who has a source in London, in England, you know, like
just the whole country.
They live there. That's where the person she's getting this information is from. Many of you may know her, but you know, I won't say who she is, who the person, not the source, the person who told
What's the information?
Okay, they basically there's speculation that it's like possibly because of like an eating disorder issue, which could have both a physical and mental component. Like some people are like, oh, she had like a mental breakdown or she had like, she maybe tried to like take her own life. That really, this is very, very, these are the most serious
and alleged
speculative rumors. No, that's not what the person told me. What the person told me was that it's related to an eating disorder.
And she's like in treatment, potentially, well, allegedly.
My feeling is like, there's a lot of different directions you could go in. It could be like she, because there are actual physical things you can have that happen to you from eating disorders, like you could mess with your system from that.
Yeah, right.
It could be like a result of that. But also like those types of issues also lead to mental health issues, like where people become like actually get like suicidal ideation and like a lot of issues because of how messed up their gut hormones are from like either throwing up or not eating or just like a lot of long-term eating issues.
People die from anorexia. Like it's
So that's kind of like what I think why there's confusion, because it's like maybe she did have a condition she really needed surgery for, but also it's because of mental health thing.
Well, how does that explain the William making the statement alone thing?
Because she might be in like a rehab where she's not able to like maybe consent. I don't know. It's more that I'm really only bringing up the statement alone because of how weird and out of the norm it is.
Well, I think, here's what I'm thinking. I thought it was weird when they wrote until after Easter because, right? It was, those are the words until after Easter because it was very like noncommittal and like they're using Easter and like.
It's too seasonal.
It's too seasonal, but it's also like until after. There's no real end date. It's like, okay, we're not sure.
It's not
so
by
Easter.
We're not
going to commit.
It's not by Easter. It's like
until after. So it's like you're not gonna see her until at least Easter. And also weird that they're using holidays, but instead of months, right?
Well, it's just because it's of like that's when her appearances are.
Her big appearance is around Easter. And then the other thing about the William thing is like they obviously did that it was a calculation to only present him in the statement. So it's sort of saying that they are operating by themselves, like they are willing to operate singularly. So even if it's not an eating disorder, maybe it's some sort of divorce thing or something like that. Like she moved out and they're living separately and there's potentially something like that. And that's why he is doing his alone-y thing.
Why the hospital and why the abdominal thing? It's like she was at the hospital. There was like pictures of William going to visit.
So maybe she had some sort of like, maybe she needed to get her, what's that thing that we get removed sometimes?
Your spleen, your gallbladder. I know someone about gallbladder. I know someone about gallbladder. Your appendix.
Appendix. Yeah.
They would have said that.
It's like you're they would have appendix.
They would have said that. No. Maybe they were just, no.
But what I'm saying is that they kept it vague on intentionally because there's also, so it's like and sort of they discussed, issue.
Yes.
Okay, let's use this surgery as sort of, and be vague about it. And let's use it as sort of this cover story so we can deal with whatever later. Because, and then with Charles happening, like, oh, what's going to happen? Is he going to step down? What's going to happen? And then there's also this weird thing that I assume is unrelated, is Pippa's ex died.
Oh, yeah. So, yes, that was unrelated. Pippa's ex died at age 45, like, 2 days ago. But he's also, like, he's related to the royals, the ex. So it's weird. But then, okay, the other thing is that William, the reason this is all, like, getting kicked up today, even though she's been gone kind of a while, is, like, A, that there has been no proof of her. And it's not that it's, like, you can't come up with an explanation. It's that it's different from how they usually do things. Mm-hmm. But besides that, he left a memorial service for his godfather, like yesterday, or he was about to go, he pulled out of it very last minute. And that was very just odd considering, because he cited like a personal matter.
Maybe he had to pick the kids up from school.
But I think his kids haven't, kids have reportedly like not seen her, maybe. That's another thing that's been reported. Like,
Maybe they don't want like the drama with divorce or speculation before. Around like his facial expressions. He's going to be like, But it's better to have nothing than a whole lot of something. So it's like they have nothing to speculate on. So it's sort of like
their plan, it didn't work, because that's what made everyone imagine, where is she?
Okay, like the British tabloids they take 1,000 pictures a minute and you just need that one, right? Of him looking sad or whatever it is. And so maybe they like weighed their risks and were like, it's a little bit better for them to have nothing than like 100 pictures of William caught in some sort of like capital D disgruntled.
Well, maybe there was going to be another guest. Maybe there's going to be another guest at the event. Because he's been seen in public. It's not like he hasn't been.
Wouldn't it not be, though, fucking crazy if they did get a divorce and then, like, Kate goes on, like, the side of, like, Harry and, like, does a whole tell-all?
Well, Harry's now back. My source says that Harry is, like, going to kind of, like, work his way back in. And that because also that Charles is more
ill
than said, and that there's going to be like a switcheroo possibly soon.
Charles is going to abdicate, like
maybe. I think maybe more likely is that William used the signature because he is getting prepared for Charles to abdicate. I don't think they're going to divorce because
he's been waiting like 150 years for this.
He might be sick. I think he's too sick. Possibly.
I feel like the queen had some illnesses and she kept
She's very going. Different than her son. She's just emotionally.
Maybe he just was like, I'm not really cut out for this.
Maybe, we'll see. We're going to find out soon, Ben, maybe.
Lots of speculation, but I think all of this is alleged.
I just don't think
they have way worse people who are out there speculating way worse shit than right here. We're just
Send
repeating
us a video
it.
Of her.
But send us a proof of life video. But I just do want to say that
Can you imagine the first sighting of Kim, of what's her name?
Kate.
I just kept saying Kim. I'm doing like a TikTok video like to like. Dance.
It's
like
gonna be an AI one. Someone's gonna
like a
like
dance
end up doing that.
To like yes and
like a.
You know my like favorite her. Song.
I don't know. I just think it's very weird. I don't think they're divorcing because divorce is not like that new to the royal family. Like they'd figure it out. Like
doesn't they matter. It's still.
Yeah, but they wouldn't like muck it up with this surgery that she's missing, like missing quote. Like it's just, I don't know. I'm waiting for her TikTok, but I've, you know, who knows?
Just doing a dance maybe
she's doing like a lip sync and she's like.
Maybe she's doing like the Beyonce's. Yeah.
Maybe she's just wants
lemonade.
To fuck off for like a couple weeks. She's doing a social media cleanse.
She's just not that tight.
No pictures.
I don't think she's that tight.
Maybe she is.
I think she just needs a break.
Yeah. All right. Well, we'll see.
She's deep into a book or something.
Yeah.
She's a big cat.
Well, I hope she's doing well. I like her.
Yes, we wish Kate well.
Yeah, we do.
Around the office, we have so many colorful framed art prints and photos. It creates such a fun atmosphere and it gives our space that unique Betch's character. I wanted to frame some stuff at home too, but custom framing can be so difficult and so expensive. So the things I want to display end up collecting dust in a closet. But Framebridge makes it easy and affordable to get your special artwork and memories in frames so you can spice up your space with ease. I love Framebridge. I framed my ketubah for my wedding. The process was unbelievably easy. They send you a canister to send in your artwork. They send you a few different options of ways that they can frame it. You get to pick. They're actually helping me also design the frame that works best with the picture and best for my home. And getting custom frames can be difficult. Framebridge is easy and affordable to custom frame just about anything. You can easily order online framebridge.com or visit a retail store if you need some guidance. You can also upload a digital photo for them to print or mail your item in using their free, secure, prepaid packaging. Then Framebridge custom frames your piece in the studio using the highest quality materials and ships it to your door in days for free. See why Framebridge has been trusted to frame over 2 million pieces. Visit framebridge.com or a local Framebridge store to get started and custom frame just about anything. That's framebridge.com.
Listen, we all know that scratchy PJs can make a cranky kid. I want my kids to be comfy when they sleep and are rested in the morning, and that's why I snuggle them up in Little Sleepies. Little Sleepies makes award-winning bamboo PJs that moms rave about. I am said mom. I am obsessed with Little Sleepies. They are so, so, so soft. I just got one that was the Checkmates Zippy for my son Lucas. It's so adorable, and it's limited edition, so everybody go check it out. Little Sleepies Zip Romper Pajamas, aka Zippies, the ones that I got, were designed with thoughtful details like fold-over feet, mittens, and a double zipper to make the middle of the night diaper changes easier. Made from the buttery soft custom milled Luna Luxe bamboo viscose, their zip footy pajamas are gentle on sensitive skin and babies with eczema. But what parents rave about the most? How long they fit. And Little Sleepies makes the best baby shower gift. They have inclusive sizing from preemie to adults 3X. There are also nursing and pregnancy-friendly styles available for adults. So try a pair of Little Sleepies today. Fair warning, you'll never go back. You can try Little Sleepies for yourself by visiting littlesleepies.com. Plus, get 15% off your order on littlesleepies.com with code BETCHES. That's littlesleepies.com with promo code BETCHES.
For years, I've been using men's razors because the quality of razors for women is seriously questionable. But disposable men's razors feel like settling. I finally tried the Athena Club razor I've been seeing online, and it was truly the easiest, smoothest shave ever. My old razors, honestly, they would rust up so quickly, and the shave I would get was so dull. My legs would get super dry. It would just be like an uncomfortable razor experience. But this razor is truly worth the hype. If you haven't tried it, you really need to give it a shot. Step up your shaving game now with Athena Club's award-winning razor kit. It's seriously the best on the market, and here's why. First of all, the Athena Club razor kit is an absolute steal at just $10. But don't let the price fool you. This razor packs a serious punch. It comes with a beautifully made ergonomic handle and two super sharp razor heads that deliver an incredibly smooth shave every time. You also get a game-changing magnetic hook in the razor kit for easy storage. This means no sitting your razor on the edge of your tub, no more goopy blades, no more razor falling down your shower floor in the middle of the night. Athena Club's razor glides effortlessly thanks to those five precision engineered blades. The blades are perfect spaced out to let your hair pass through with each stroke, and you'll experience less irritation, which is always a win in my book. Are you ready to upgrade your shaving experience? Switch to the best razor on the market and show your skin you care with Athena Club. Head over to athenaclub.com to try their award-winning razor and body products and get 20% off your purchase with code BETCHES at checkout. You can also find Athena Club razors at your local Target store. Trust me, you won't look back. Happy shaving. Should we talk about Travis Kelce?
Which part?
The fact that
Sammy's ready to dig
Sammy,
in.
Sammy, why don't you tell us the most important thing
this is
to know
favorite episode.
About
Kelce? I mean, he went to Australia for 2 days to hang out with Taylor Swift at the Sydney Zoo, which he went to 2 days in a row. I just did a note. She didn't go to the
Taranga. Twice in a row.
She went twice in a row.
Why?
Because he wants, she went once and then he came the next day and he went with her and they were papped both times. And also, they didn't even go to the good Sydney Zoo. They went to the second best zoo.
Why wouldn't they go to just ones? Why wouldn't she be like, oh, I'll go tomorrow?
Or different zoos.
She didn't get enough koalas the first time.
She went to
the
same zoo twice, and it wasn't even the number one zoo in Sydney, which is the Taronga Zoo, where Jordana met the kangaroos.
Fucking travesty.
Travesty? That's good. Look, we have our headlines.
Well, that is a very long way to travel for just 2 days. You're basically traveling the same amount of time.
Did she not have a concert or something?
She did. He went to one concert. Yeah. Okay, but he went to one concert. He stayed for 48 hours, and then he went back to party in Vegas, where he was spotted. Where he was spotted, just in a Vegas club.
What was he doing?
Vegasing, not hooking up with anyone. Don't worry.
He was partying.
But here's the thing: you're gonna This is your girlfriend of less than 6 months, call it. Let's call it 8 months, he's generously. Living. You're in what is should be the honeymoon period. You haven't been able to hang out for that much because you both are busy with your jobs. You go to Australia, maybe for the first time in your life. You go see your girlfriend and you're going to spend, what, 6 hours with her total? And then you're going to turn around so you can go maybe he had shambong in Vegas?
Appearance.
So why didn't he go earlier?
Go where earlier? Sydney.
Like, you got paid for an appearance in Vegas?
Yeah, right? Yeah.
So forego the fucking interesting money. Okay, you think he's getting he's getting sponsorship deals from...
I would take the money.
Okay, but you could make that money. He's getting millions of dollars thrown at him by a million brands. He could make the money for the appearance.
That's
and
true.
It just seems like...
I think they got into a fight.
Oh. When they were there or before?
While he was there.
Did it and have what to do you think happened? The zoo?
It was.
Yeah, he wanted to stay longer at the zebras than she was interested
maybe
in.
Maybe it's like that episode in Friends when Phoebe is dating Michael Rapaport, the cop, and then she says he's perfect, and then like he wakes up one morning and shoots the pigeon, and she's like, oh no.
I mean, that was the Super Bowl.
Maybe for her it was the animals. So maybe he said something like questionable about the animals in the zoo. And it was just her biggest ick. And she was like, you know what? Go back to Vegas.
I mean, I think that's very possible. I think that along those lines, like they probably actually, now that all the like Super Bowl, like whatever is over, maybe he saw another one of her concerts. They probably had to have like a real conversation while they were walking at the zoo. Like what? And they're probably like, well, shit, what are we talking
it's
about?
It's like Love is Blind. It's like,
oh, yo, cool, cool, bro. And she's like, oh, no.
She's the right. She might be thinking like, I don't know. I don't know if this is a match.
I actually think it's probably him who's thinking that because she is like trying to move it forward. Like, I don't think she's.
What makes you think she's trying to move it
because
forward?
Because I don't get the sense that she's about because she reportedly laid down all these rules for him.
Oh, what are the rules?
Like no strip clubs. No.
Where did you hear this from? Your other friend that you know?
Google it. You'll find it.
Like on Reddit?
No, like articles.
What are the articles? Who's sending the sources this information?
I don't. It's on TMZ.
People make shit up
all the
time.
It's on TMZ.
Sammy's Tumblr. Look,
it's on TMZ. I'm not making this up. There's tons of articles about how she laid down these rules for him. No strip clubs. No photos with female fans. But apparently he's not happy that there are rules. So this happened before the trip to Australia. So I think she like wants this to happen. She's living this dream. She is trying to date the boy on the football team. And like, you caught me. Yeah. She's trying
to. I got it.
Yeah. She's trying to make that happen no matter at any cost. She's not evaluating whether this is like good. I think that he is like, oh, fuck. I got to go to her shit. Like,
right. Mm-hmm. Well, here's the other thing.
He likes going to her concerts.
He went once.
No,
before
it was
this
a
time.
Few times. Yeah, might be I saw him dancing a few times.
Twice? That was all in one time.
Nuh-uh.
Well, we're about to...
Two different outfits. Oh, God. You know too much.
And then this one.
I think we're about to find out if this is real or not real. Because I think he's now gotten, I would say, pretty much... Like, not all of what he could have gotten celebrity-wise out of this relationship. But he's gotten, like, most of it. Like,
he's gotten all it's worth to for any, like... Unless you're going to marry this person.
Right.
You've gotten everything
like pretty much everything he could possibly get in a vampire-esque way from Taylor Swift. So now that he has that, it's a question of is he willing to sacrifice and make compromises?
Yeah, because I'm sure she wants to really settle down.
Yeah, do you think the guy who spent 2 days in Australia after flying for 2 days to get there and back is really ready to settle down when he could have just not gone to the one Vegas party after you spent like a week in Vegas and you're spending another week in
bros.
He had to go to the Vegas party.
Yeah.
You know, right, he's very committed boyfriend.
We're going to have, I guess, these are all good points.
Wait, separately.
I think they got into a fight.
I agree, but I don't think that's, I think it was planned for 2 days, but I think they probably got into a fight anyway. Mm. Probably because it was only 2 days.
When did she leave?
Like 2 days later and went to Singapore.
Okay.
What's the thing with her dad?
So they were, she and her dad were walking like with their security guard and maybe two other people at least off of a boat in Sydney after her last show. And basically like there's a video, you can't really see what happens. There's two angles of it, but like they're using umbrellas to block the paparazzi. Mm-hmm. Taylor has an umbrella on top of her. Can you see the photo in the outline?
Kind of. It's a little dark.
Does it not look ridiculous? You see,
I thought it was a jacket.
No, she's under an umbrella.
Okay, that makes sense.
Right. Okay. So I'll make a point about that later. But so you see this just like tussle where the like camera person gets like, they kind of like exchange, you know, you can't really hear what's happening, but basically now Scott Swift was accused of allegedly punching this photographer, hitting them. And now he's under investigation by the Sydney police.
For a punch?
For just the physical confrontation, whatever happened. But Taylor's team says that they were, two paparazzi were aggressively trying to push their way towards her, grabbing at her security and threatening to throw a female staff member into the water. I didn't hear that on the video, but maybe it's just.
And then in the picture, it looks like they're holding hands.
She's holding hands with her dad.
Aww. Right. Which, while wearing an umbrella over her.
While wearing an umbrella. Honestly, and Holly wants to know what I think about this.
She does.
I think that in this situation, which is kind of a scary situation, I'll allow the holding hands with
no,
your dad.
No, they were. She was holding up.
Oh, that's what
no.
you're assuming?
No, she was. She was holding punching. Hands. She's holding not hands with her dad before. What? Before it was like a scary
situation. Oh, that's weird. Okay, that's weirder.
No, yeah. But I mean, I'm sure she was being mobbed and like.
No, he there was no. No, they were walking up an empty wharf. That like in the beginning of the video, you see them walking alone, and there's a photographer waiting at the end.
We're walking along an empty wharf.
Well, you'll my hear hands with my dad. I don't know.
Go watch the whole video, which I linked. For me, it was a little weird.
A little weird.
I'm not close to my dad, but I'm
protecting her.
But maybe at that point, but it started.
I wouldn't be holding hands with my dad.
Yeah, but you have a different relationship with your dad, and maybe Taylor and Scott.
Would you be holding hands with your dad?
If there was like paparazzi and scary
well,
people,
they weren't scary.
No, but it looks like it is because she's wearing an umbrella. You're the one who started the questioning of whether there's the weird thing
the outline.
Is the hand holding
it,
not.
It's Holly wanted to know what I thought about her holding hands with her
where
dad.
Where does it say that?
It says Jay need to know what you think about her holding hands with her dad.
I need to know. I think I wrote that. I need to know
what you think. Oh, it looks like a J on my.
Yeah, and that was me who wrote it. I need to know.
Sammy wrote that.
I wrote it. And it was just to like, everyone.
I was like, I don't fucking care what
that's
you think.
I was so confused. I was like, what did she ask?
There's like a little printer like yeah. over there, and it looks like a
this
J.
This is like in succession.
Yeah,
when, it was the underline it or cross
I was
it
so confused. I was like, when did Holly ask her that? She must have asked her before.
Holly's
so
like, I don't actually care what you think about her.
I think Holly would care. I think Holly cares. She does care.
All right, never mind.
Okay, but what about the punch?
To me, the punch. I don't know because I can't tell what happened. I really can't. And the Australian paparazzi
if I were her dad and I was holding my daughter's arm where she can't see anything and the paparazzi's like coming aggressively.
It wasn't.
I would push.
You have to watch it. It didn't seem like it was like that in the video. I think you do have to.
So he just out of nowhere punched him?
No,
okay?
I. The video is very unclear, but it did not seem like the paparazzi were like, it seemed like they were standing back and more like talking and trying to take pictures, but she had the umbrella and then someone, it looks like someone comes up to the paparazzi rather than the other way around. That's just one angle I've seen. But
why
what's
wear an umbrella?
Thank you for your question. That's what's more interesting to me because she does pap walks, so she calls them all the time.
Yeah.
And yet now maybe you have a paparazzi and you have no pap walk.
Pap walk?
Like all the times when she gets photographed with
photographed
going
on
out
purpose.
To dinner with all her people.
Right.
Those are staged. She calls someone to photograph those, which you know, because here, this is a person who was not called by her. This is what she does when she doesn't want to be photographed. So it's like,
I mean,
I get that.
You don't always want to be photographed.
No, it's not about this. It's not about whether she doesn't want to
be. Maybe she has like a big zit or something.
Yeah, I was like, maybe she's got a facial.
Like, I'm not talking about
it's
whether
like Ramona.
She just done her show.
The reason I would be like not.
Sammy's so mad right now.
You guys are missing. It's not about whether she.
It's not about the pasta.
It's not about whether she doesn't want to be photographed here. It's about what it says about what. The other photographs that are taken of her.
We all know that those are
staged.
A lot
of people don't know that. A lot of people
I didn't know that.
They should.
I didn't know that. I figured they people just follow her.
No.
She calls those. That's what happens when people follow her. She puts the umbrella up.
Walks from hotel to car are 100% planned. Or at least their outfits are planned because they know they're going to be photographed.
Well, there's a difference between knowing you're going to be photographed and calling
them.
No,
she calls
them.
I mean, there's sometimes.
She calls them.
Think about it. Okay. In the past, celebrities like were shot in restaurants and things with that when there were no phones, right? So now they don't want to go places where there's phones so people can take pictures of them, but they need PR as if they're out and about. The streets are their runway. They are their like that's what it is.
Very
so like
Priestley,
it is true. So like that's why they're always street shots are basically the way in which that they form PR. Like stories.
Yeah.
So like if you want someone to be seen, whether you're dating someone, not
like
always,
Travis Kelce,
they're going
for example.
They're going out. She's having her girl time. She's wearing a certain outfit.
She's taking Sophie Turner under her wing.
Yes, Sophie Turner seen leaving Taylor's apartment with her lawyer. Duh. Like, you know, like Taylor's so nice and helping Sophie. Like, it's just all like to form a story. Like Taylor getting photographed in like these real girl outfits, all because she wants to look relatable and all of that.
So, and like, with the people. So she wants people to see her. People. That's why she like calls
it's not
those
just her,
people.
It's everybody.
But I'm saying like
with
she especially.
Ben Affleck, he can't get his shit together.
She especially, but like it's not about like what that she's doesn't want to be seen here. It's understandable she doesn't want to be seen. But it shows yeah. when she it shows that what you do see photos of her, those are photos that she wants you to see. And mm-hmm. so like why does she want you to see them? That's more probably like more interesting than what's she's actually showing.
Right. Yeah, I mean,
so what
I
do
get
you think
it.
She's wearing under the umbrella?
A jean jacket.
She's her normal outfit. She just doesn't want to be photographed by these people because she didn't
her
call
them.
Her
legs look really great and toned. She's got to say.
I mean, her workout for the Eras Tour was reportedly running on the treadmill
and
singing
the
set,
whole thing set.
Which sounds like fun.
No, I was thinking, to me it sounded like, wow, like that's very athletic.
Yeah.
Like that's incredibly difficult and just like,
yeah,
I get that. Because she said that she wanted to make sure that she can get through singing without like thinking about it.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah, and she does it like every time.
Dance moves.
I mean,
it's impressive.
I mean,
so
it
good.
Is very athletic to have to go through that set. But
it's
okay.
An insane show. The Olympics. It really is. We should have the Olympics of concerts.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter. What's the right amount of socializing for you? And how do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you just need some more alone time. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. I've been in therapy for years, and nothing has transformed my life quite as much as my therapy experience. And one of the things that I love about therapy is that it gives me all the tools I need to figure out how to manage my time, and also figuring out what depletes me, what gives me energy. Sometimes too much socializing depletes me, so I've learned how to manage the amount of time that I'm going out versus staying in, the amount of new people I'm meeting versus making sure I have that me time for myself, and that's definitely a skill that I've honed in therapy. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/Betches today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/Betches. Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Have you ever felt that fast fashion ick but can't always afford the super high-end stuff? I have a solution for you. Nuuly. Nuuly has everything you need to bring your closet up to speed for the season without breaking the bank. Free your closet of impulse purchases and skip the buyer's remorse by renting instead. Nuuly is a subscription clothing rental service. For just $98 a month, you get your choice of any 6 styles each month. You choose whatever you want to rent for whatever you have going on. It's totally up to you. Access to thousands of styles from more than 400 brands. There's no fees, late fees, damage fees, or fees to pause or cancel. So it's no big deal if you lose a button, spill something, or you just need to take a break. They have inclusive sizing up to 5X as well as petite and maternity. Nuuly is a great value at $98 a month for any 6 styles. But right now you can get $20 off your first month of Nuuly when you sign up with the code BETCHES20. Just go to NUULY.com, that's Nuuly with 2 U's, and enter the code BETCHES20 and sign up to get $20 off your first month. That's NUULY.com, Nuuly with 2 U's, and use code BETCHES20. Nuuly subscription clothing rental. Change your clothes.
Do you guys want to talk about Anyone But You? I know you, Sammy, you watched it, and like a lot of people are talking about it. Was it good?
I mean, it definitely like gets the job done for a solid romantic comedy. Like if you're in a
I read that it wasn't that great.
I mean, it's not like you've got male caliber. Ugh, it's not like something's got to give or it's complicated caliber, but it's like bubblegum pop vibes. Like it's, if you're in a bad mood or you're looking for something to watch and you just want something light, like
I hear it was a lot of Sydney Sweeney looking hot.
That's kind of the whole point.
Yeah. I think that's like, how they got men to the box office.
But also, it's just, they do a pretty good. They have good chemistry. It's just.
Do you think they hooked up based on
their chemistry? I think they hooked up based on everything.
When I was reading about it, like a lot of comments were like, oh, they def fucked.
They definitely have.
Definitely I think everyone up. Hooks up with everyone in Hollywood.
Yeah.
So. Yeah.
I think it's like sort of
after their paparazzi shots, paparazzi car walks, they're just making out.
Yeah. Or making out with the person who they're trying to distract them with the paparazzi.
Speaking of things that we watch, there's a lot of TV movies out at this moment, which is fun. You guys have been watching Love is Blind, yes?
Yes.
I highly recommend. I went to go watch and it was like six seasons. And I know we talked about it.
Don't watch all six seasons.
No, you just watched the last season.
I know that we're talking about it like crazy on Bachelor. Everybody go watch or follow. But what is so good about this season versus like any other season?
I don't watch all the seasons. I just watch the ones that I hear like are very good. So I don't even know what like the bad ones are like.
Uh-huh.
But there's just a lot of drama. There's a lot to unpack. It's just very entertaining. Okay, I was just talking to Jared about this. The first three episodes suck. They're very boring.
I thought so too. I was like, why is everyone thinking this is good?
No, because it's like a foundational groundwork where they
are pretending to be perfect, right?
Well, it's even just like hearing their conversation. It's like hearing like 17 first dates. It's like, I don't care.
Yeah.
Surface level.
You don't know what to care about yet.
Yes. It's once they like start to choose each other that it gets interesting. Once you get past those three episodes, you need to watch them because you need the background.
Okay.
And then once you watch,
it's like your homework.
Then you're like in, and then you're like, okay, and another one. And then you realize you've watched them all in one.
And
in
what?
One
why is
Saturday.
It so good this season?
It's just like there's interesting fights. There's a lot of drama. There's this big internet controversy over one of the girls, and she like tells the guy that she looks like
Megan Fox
on a show where you can't see the person.
Right. Right.
And I mean, again. No one actually is as attractive as the celebrity that they tell you they look like. That's just a given. But like,
you must always choose a celebrity slightly less attractive. Yeah, is the key. Well,
that's okay. The key is to undersell and over deliver. I think she did an oversell. I would say.
But like, okay,
your guys' is like less attractive version celebrity.
I think she looks like Monica Lewinsky, who is attractive, but she's not Megan Fox.
I agree, and that would be like a sell.
A standard sell.
No, that wouldn't. Like, hey, I look like Monica Lewinsky.
Well, here's the thing. She's Monica
pretty.
Was hot.
Yeah, but
she was just like Reformation's
the,
girl.
Right, but like that's not the vibe.
No. Here's the thing. I don't really think
you're like doing blind dates.
I don't know.
I have the coloring of Monica Lewinsky.
It's not coloring.
It is her coloring. Now it's her color. Dark hair. That's right. What she said, and she looked. Yeah. That is why she said afterwards when he saw her, and he's like, "Oh, you said you look like Megan Fox." She's like, "Yeah, I have the color.
Yeah,
and I have the big boobs, as does Monica Lewinsky."
She also doesn't like not look like Megan Fox at all. It's just when you say that you look like Megan Fox, that is such a level.
Someone who has never seen you.
That is
Basketball
such a
Pros.
Level of hotness that is unachievable. Like, you see the resemblance.
Their eyes are similar. I see the picture. Yeah,
There's a resemblance, but it's not like.
But
you
she
have
said
to be
I get told
so
I look
hot.
Like her. She said I get told I look like her.
Oh yeah, their eyes are almost identical. Yeah, wow.
She's like, I get told I look like her all the time to someone who's about to, who's like who hasn't like
yeah. Let,
seen
let
you.
Him come to that conclusion.
Right, that's the thing. I think it's just kind of, and she's the one who also brings up that conversation. What celebrity do you get?
People ask
you look like. So I think it is like it did seem a little manipulative in that way of like, and she's also competing with another girl, and the other girl is like, I would say more societally standard of
looks like Megan Fox.
She doesn't.
I think she looks more like Megan Fox than this girl looks like.
But she wouldn't say. I know. I think she looks.
Stay humble,
yeah,
kids.
Yeah. Well, it's okay. But what's funny is that with this one, they were kind of like he was kind of choosing between these two people. Not Megan Fox and a little more like Megan Fox, but the one who looks...
She just looks like a Kardashian.
Yeah, that's how I thought. I was like, I actually, the other one like resembles Megan Fox more, but
the eyes.
She's more like Kardashian society hot look.
Right.
Fake look.
Yes, but regardless. So he basically... Yeah. I think he didn't choose her because she has a kid, and like I don't think he was.
He didn't
like,
want to say that.
He didn't say that, but so he basically says he's not choosing her, and she's like, "You're gonna choke when you see what you missed."
Oh, that's a really good line.
And then, but now there, she gets to see what he missed.
You're gonna choke.
So it's just very interesting. That's the part I'm up to.
It's just very, it's like once you get to a certain point where you're like, ain't enough.
I love it.
Once you get to episode 4, you need to watch all of them.
Okay.
It's so it's that
maybe
kind
I'll save
thing.
It for
and
a
there's
plane.
More coming out. So it's like, you're not like, good it's not over.
Show, right?
When I was, yeah. When I was in Park City, my brother had us watch Love is Blind Sweden. Which was also really good.
Is it English?
Was it in Swedish?
Subtitles.
You watched Love is Blind with subtitles, not because it's in English, but because it's in Swedish.
With the subtitles. Yeah, it was.
Were they all really hot?
No.
Oh.
They're all very blonde.
Oh, okay.
But I wouldn't say they're all very hot.
Maybe I'll save it for a plane when you guys send me to the Caymans.
You don't want to watch Succession for the 8th time?
Could be the ninth.
Good shitty TV, I have to say.
Okay, love it.
Okay, along the lines of like love and dating, did you guys watch the thing that was Who the Fuck Did I Marry on TikTok with Risa Tisa?
No. I've been meaning to do it.
You told me to watch it, but then you were like, it's like 25 hours. And I was like, I don't have that.
I thought 25 hours. It was like 54 parts.
It's not 52 parts. 15 hours, it's 8 hours.
Okay, I watched it.
52 parts, it's straight footage, it's unedited.
Yes, TikToks. It plays straight, so just to the playlist.
Eight hours? You kept it on the background.
Yeah,
right?
for all of Saturday. It was so good.
Did you like air stream
it? No, I put it on
TV?
My phone.
Can you summarize? Like, I don't think I'm going to watch 8 hours.
No, I don't think so either.
Here's the thing. It's not going to be as good when I tell it. Yeah. Like, it's not as exciting the way I tell it.
So maybe I'll save it for a very... Is it worth it?
For a plane.
It's really good. I wanted more at the end.
Well, now you can. There's an internet now on... A lot of the flights.
There's the internet.
I wanted it.
Free internet.
Do you know how long?
Yeah, but not streaming. Not streaming, though.
Really?
Not that level of internet.
Also, a lot of planes just don't have it.
They don't work.
It doesn't work.
Either way, it's
JetBlue.
Delta
never.
Had it.
Or was it international?
TikTok?
No.
Like, you could go on TikTok?
Delta is.
You could go on like anything.
Oh.
It was like free, normal high speed.
Oh,
Delta
wow.
Is
okay.
Supreme.
Oh, wow. Okay. So, okay. That's helpful. But yeah, I'm not going to tell it as
What's
well.
What's the concept?
The concept is she marries a guy in like the beginning. She starts dating a guy right before the pandemic. Uh-huh. They start dating as it's like picking up. They date and basically get engaged. And basically she finds out that he like is a pathological liar, but in such wild ways, like truly just.
Give us one example.
I don't want to ruin it.
Oh, okay. Like what kind of ways? Like financial or he's just like.
The most fundamental. Financial, job, family, everything. There's nothing
he's just
real. There's nothing
he's a con
real.
Man.
And you don't regret watching it. You think it was a good use of time. Okay.
Good use of time. Well, that's debatable.
A good use of time. I mean, I enjoyed
entertained.
It.
She was entertained.
Well, no, she's an incredible storyteller.
Here's my
and
thing.
And it's an incredible story.
If you had said I watched an 8-part documentary about this thing, I would not blink twice. I'd be like, great. I actually think it's incredible that this is all on TikTok. It just goes to show that we can all be our own documentarians.
Exactly.
Right?
Like, you just need a story good enough.
The nature of media
you
is changing.
Have a story this good.
I mean.
The nature of media is changing so much that like you don't need someone to pick up your documentary.
Totally.
You could just put it on.
But she made no money on
this
it.
Should, 700? No, she probably made money through like the creator fund, but she also could probably make money turning this into something
into a real
else.
Documentary.
I mean, I'm sure a lot of people are going to attempt this and tell their own stories. But
great
like,
for TikTok.
Yeah.
Great for TikTok. It's 8 hours of watch time.
Times how many people?
Yeah.
I mean, how good is your story? That's the thing. A lot of people are going to attempt this, not going to have a nearly as good a story. They're not going to be as good
it's
a storyteller because
up.
It wasn't just, it also wasn't just the details of the story. It was like the way that she would reflect on it and the way she would sort of like explain it. It's not like she just said chronological order.
She leave you on cliffhangers?
Like, no,
chapters.
It just kept going.
Wouldn't this be better format for like YouTube?
I don't think she set out to do this. Like, I think it,
she
like,
just went.
Okay.
She just, like, did it for herself. Like, and I think she, oh, and then he responded. And now apparently he's suing her, I read this morning, for defamation.
Did she say his name?
No, but people found it. She never said his name.
Can you sue for defamation if no one's
I don't think so, but people found his name. She gave, like, no hints. She didn't say where he worked. She didn't say, like, his family member's name. Like, she didn't give any real names.
But I guess they...
Other people found
him. People
knew
who she was or who
No, but a random person found him. Like, a random...
But you can talk about, like, you can tell stories about people without
the man
telling
is,
their names.
Listen,
we
the
do
guy
that all the
is,
time, do we not?
Yeah, the guy is not going to successfully sue her. It's ridiculous. He's a clown. I think the part you'd really like is that like she gets reflective about like why she got into this relationship and she ignored all the red flags.
Okay.
And like she talks about what led to it, like, and what, like, she ignored.
She's
specifically.
She's self-aware?
Very.
She's a good storyteller?
Incredible.
Sammy's saying incredible.
Okay.
Like, I want more.
Oh, wow.
Maybe she'll get her own show.
She I should. Hope. Risa Tisa. Yeah.
I mean, I think this just shows, like you're saying, you just need a good story. I think there's so many documentaries right. out there that are like of just stories not worth telling. And they're just like trying to make drama out of drama.
Honestly,
and
I don't
like
think,
this yeah. is like something worthy of a documentary.
Well, here's the thing. I don't think this is actually like that unique of a story. I actually think it's not. Not
like
it's
she was
unique.
Conned.
Yeah. But I think this kind of thing happens to a lot of women. And like
we talked about scammers last week.
That's
right?
what she was. That's what she was actually trying to say. She was like, I want you like to if anyone's like listening to this and you notice signs, like listen to yourself, like listen to your signs.
Now I want to listen.
Yeah, you got that was your pitch for Aileen.
Yeah. She was like, listen to your instincts. And like,
no, if I'm anyone her instincts and ever my signs. No,
and she's like, well, I wanted to be in this. I don't want to ruin it. Like, but I overlook these things because I wanted it to be like my time to be chosen by a man. And like she overlooked things that like she felt red were flags, wrong at the moment. Right, and she knew them. And she talks about what she said to herself in the moment. Like,
he, like
I know he's lying.
Her?
Oh, now or I gotta watch this.
You just gotta watch.
Right,
it's
got
so
me.
Much more than just stealing or lying. It's like it's an entire. Right. They were together for 2 years, married.
You got right, me.
I will find it yeah. and watch it. Who is our betch of the week?
Okay, I have
Risa
one.
Tisa. Yeah, okay, you go.
Ruth Gottesman. Did you hear
Dr.
about
Ruth?
This?
That. No, not
no,
Dr. Ruth.
Oh. The woman who,
I think she's a doctor, though. Maybe not. She's a professor.
She's a professor at former professor at Albert Einstein Medical College. She was married to a very rich man. He died. She got a lot of money. She's not a current professor. She's a former professor of this medical school in New York. And she donated $1 billion to the school and announced to everyone and all future
the video
people
was really cool.
that all tuition for medical students will be free and forever. And
is that enough
she
to cover
didn't
forever?
Want
yeah, because you can keep investing
thing,
it and it
let's
growing.
Keep talking about how sure. great this she's a truly a betch of the week yeah. because she had to be convinced to even be public about it, that it was her donation.
Good for her.
And she didn't want anything to be changed in her name because she said Albert Einstein is a great, good enough name. Yeah. Like, I think he covers it. And like, and now she
iconic.
Iconic. Because also it's like, here's the thing about medical school as a former pre-med person. It's a huge deterrent now to like want to be a good doctor because the amount that it costs in loans, you come out of medical school where you're paid shit. You're paid like what, residency, you're 40 grand or something like that. You can't live on that. And also like be a good doctor, like it's hard. And then you're just in hundreds of thousands of dollars of loans for a very long time. And it's just also doctors don't make as much as like the glory days where it's only doctor, lawyer is like the days of people saying that like doctors and lawyers is the only job for everyone because right. that's how you become.
Are you sure that wasn't just like right. in our Jewish community?
I mean, there were like Jewish doctors were right. like
very,
really,
like,
really rich.
Ago, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, it's yeah, very yeah. 30 years ago. And
those were the only options for me.
It's just nice because again, like, okay, like if you can't, now you have somewhere to go. And I think it's going to like proliferate to get good doctors yeah. or good candidates or smart people who can't afford it.
It's a very inspiring. It makes me want to earn $1 billion
and
so that we can give people free medical school.
And I just
want to
say, obviously, it's a woman who did this.
Of course. Yeah. Of course. It's always the women who are giving the money. Mackenzie Bezos.
It's always the women.
Yeah.
So,
or the guy at Patagonia. I mean. He also gave away his money.
Yeah. Amazing story. Like you said, I think it affects it not just from the people who are going, but anyone who's thinking about becoming a doctor mm-hmm. now, maybe like someone who was really talented who might have been like, forget it.
Yeah.
And like, who's now going?
I
who
can
knows?
Be, yeah.
Could be
like,
discovering a
are they gonna
or
be,
something.
Are they going to be the top medical school now, do you think?
NYU Medical School also has free tuition as of last year. I remember
oh,
they were
paid
like,
for
oh,
that.
What? I
who paid
that.
For that? Them. They're endowed.
I think happen? They did, but like it's a lot more complicated for them to do it than a donation.
Like a big donation.
Yeah.
That's great. Like a great idea. More of this.
More.
It's, yeah.
Anyone we're sending to the Caymans? Who shall we send?
Who did we even talk about?
Travis Kelce, the Koalas, who caused the fight.
I'm going to send Jeremy from Love is Blind.
Okay.
To the Caymans.
Yeah.
Because
which one is he?
We didn't even really talk about him, but he deserves it. He told Laura, his fiance, that he was just speaking to the other girl that he was talking to in the pod, Sarah Ann, for until 5 a.m. in the parking lot. That's where they were.
And he had shared his location with her and she knew that he was at her apartment.
Ugh.
And so, fucking liar. All the men. All the men on Love is Blind.
They really should. They're, maybe I think it's like the worst crop of men, which is what
Jimmy's
makes it a really good.
Not bad.
He's kind of annoying.
He's like
Tom Sandoval was not bad compared to Jackson James.
Well, I'm
kind of.
Yeah. All right, fine. We can send them all. You all are going to the Caymans.
All right. I won't hang out with you there. That is it for this week's At Betches podcast. You can follow me at Aileen.
You can follow me at Jordana Abraham.
And me at Sammy. And be sure to rate, review, and subscribe. And we will see you next week on the At Betches podcast.
At Betches is produced by Sean Kilby and Holly Wilkinson. Editing by Jazz Zapatos and Shannon Sassone. Be sure to follow At Betches on Instagram and send us your emails to podcast@betches.com.
Betches.